Charts, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ema, Nat and Liv with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, it has been reported that climate protesters have struck in Brisbane's east, stopping traffic at the Port of Brisbane motorway for the second day in a row. This comes after climate protesters disrupted coal shipments and motorway traffic at ports in Brisbane, Newcastle and Melbourne. Direct Action Group Blockade Australia said in a statement that the protests were a part of a coordinated mobilisation in response to Australia's facilitation of the climate and ecological crisis and its active blocking of impactful action towards a safe climate.
In more local news, Logan City's Council Minimum General Rates Bill will be experiencing an increase of 4.09% starting from the next financial year. This is estimated to cost ratepayers an extra $2.28 per week. The increase is larger than the 2.49% delivery last year, however, it does not exceed Brisbane's recent 7.4% inflation rate. Mr. Power said the budget reflects the recent economic crisis of the city.
And in national news, the Victorian government will consider introducing rent caps and new taxes on owners of Airbnbs and vacant properties to help ease pressure on renters. The new deal was struck with the Greens in exchange for their support for the state budget ahead of the last sitting of state parliament before the winter break. This follows weeks of negotiations between the Greens and Labor, during which the minor party criticised the government for failing to support renters during the housing affordability crisis. Greens leader Samantha Ratnam maintained the party would continue to pressure the government to implement these proposals and to implement a further two-year rent freeze.
And it wouldn't be a cold day in Brisbane without the news talking about it. Chilling temperatures have yet again hit Brisbane and are set to continue across Australia's southeast this week. Sydney's Olympic Park observation site recorded its coldest June morning on record, 1.8 degrees Celsius. Bathurst and Orange both neared negative 5, and snow also fell in parts of Victoria and New South Wales. Senior meteorologist Sarah Scully said the clear skies allow the temperatures to plummet. In the Atlantic Ocean today, efforts have begun to retrieve a Titanic viewing submarine that has gone missing off the east coast of the United States. Authorities are unsure how many people were on the vessel, but understand crew and some tourists were on board. OceanGate has had successful Titanic expeditions in 2021 and 2022, with tour tickets ranging from $130,000 to $200,000. OceanGate has emphasized that respectful expeditions will continue in accordance with National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration guidelines.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 10 degrees and has an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is also in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.
Thank you, Zedliners. I feel a bit called out. I also talked about how cold it was on air this morning. We really can't help ourselves, can we?
No, literally. Once it hits a bit chilly, all the news is on it.
Yep, that's it. And let's keep it that way. So thanks so much, Deadlines. Let's jump into a track. This one is The Truth About You by The Particles. It's just gone past 8 a.m. You're listening to 4ZZZ.
When will you write? Send me a letter. I've been gone 2 weeks. I haven't.